Welcome to Choices. This is your host, Judy Mario. And today we are talking about using whole brain thinking. Actually, it's about making choices to think in a way that will make us successful. We know, of course, that everything in our lives exists because we made a choice about something, and the choices we made are what has brought us to where we are today, and we must accept the consequences of our choices. And too often our choices are determined by emotional attitudes and reactions to external circumstances without due regard to thoughtful decision. And when we allow negative emotional reactions to direct our choices, we find ourselves facing consequences that we sometimes don't desire. So using our power of logical thinking helps us to make wiser choices, which can create more desirable results. So what we're talking about is logical choices, emotional thinking, thinking of all ways, but what we want to do is to bring that all together so that we can use whole brain thinking. Now, what do we mean by that? You know, some experts say that our brain is actually divided into a couple of quadrants. Actually, it's divided into more hemispheres than that. I think it's around four. But those beliefs that we've had for years and years and years are that those people who think over in the left side of their brain are more logical thinkers, and people who think in the right side of their brain are more emotional thinkers. And so if we have something that we need to make a logical decision about, we would want to go over to the left brain. And that's where we do things sequentially, or linear, or rational, or goal-oriented, deductive thinking, structured thinking. Whereas in our right brain, when we get all emotional, we very often move into the right hemisphere of our brain, and that's when we get into our imagination and our emotional and our, but we also over there get into being expressive and feeling, and we can in our right brain be extremely creative. That's where we go to divergent thinking, subjective thinking, spatial thinking. We become very insightful. And so how do we go about using both sides of the brain in order to actually make the right decisions, in order to handle things in the right way? Well, in today's business climate, the leader with only one way to do things is stuck in the rut. And in today's personal life, if we get into only one way of doing things, we're going to get stuck in a rut. So it's very important to develop our thinking. In his book, Use Both Sides of Your Brain, the author, Tony Bazan, states that Albert Einstein, who was one of the greatest geniuses of all time, had seemed to be predominantly left brain dominant. And we always thought of him kind of that way. A more thorough investigation unearthed that Einstein was whole brain, or capable of using both sides of the brain. Einstein made a regular habit of playing imagination games. He loved thought experiments. He considered imagination to be infinite and a key component in thinking creatively. According to author John D. MacArthur, Einstein's brain was particularly well developed in an area known as the inferior parietal lobe, which can be found at the upper rear part of the brain's neocortex. This area is the most evolved site in the human brain and is commonly known as Area 39, or our higher intellect. Leonardo da Vinci, the Italian artist, architect, and engineer, said he became a genius because he learned how his brain worked, and then he worked at using his brain. He was a self-educated man who developed all of his types of intelligence for his own betterment. And even though some experts today argue against labeling people as being specifically left-brained or right-brained thinkers, most human beings have a dominant hemisphere. And a better understanding of this, according to Tony Bazan, is that we describe ourselves as talented in certain areas and not talented in others. What we are really describing are those areas of our potential that we have successfully developed and those areas of our potential that lies dormant, which really could, with nourishing, flourish. Through misinformation and miseducation, many people believe that the development of their weaker area is unobtainable. Scientists say that less than 5% of people have the natural automatic tendency to be disciplined enough to use both sides of their brains interactively, though we all have that ability. Fortunately, as a result of Sperry's research, the weaker mental abilities can be improved and developed by employing techniques that require the use of both sides of the brain at once. A balance between both sides of the brain is ideal. The key is to train both sides of the brain, most especially the areas that may be weak. You know, the average person thinks 2 or 3 times a year. According to George Bernard Shaw, you know, you and I think a lot more than that. We think every day. And George Bernard Shaw said, I've made an international reputation for myself by thinking 1 or 2 times a week. Well, we all think. We all think every day. And I think George Bernard Shaw, even though he was a brilliant man, was a little bit of a smart aleck, because we all have to think on a regular basis. It's a matter of what kind of thinking do we do. And, you know, we have to assess both sides of our brain. Both our left and right brain thinking play an important role in the process of solving problems creatively. You know, if you want to do extraordinary things, you must be able to shift consciously from one mode of thinking to the other. This doesn't mean that an individual changes dominance or preference, but rather that you develop skills to be able to use the less preferred side of the brain when you need to. This is essential to increase productivity and performance. The left brain approach will be required when you need your team or yourself to think in a more practical manner. So, getting things done. When you need to get things done, think in terms of a left brain approach, a more logical approach. Don't go jumping in and start doing something when you're in an emotional state, because then you won't be doing it in a practical manner. The right brain approach is required when you or when your team needs to engage in imaginative thinking, in thinking differently, in thinking outside the box. You see these programs all the time with seminar companies and large corporations. They bring people in fact, people like my business partner and myself, to talk about thinking differently, to talk about thinking outside the box or thinking outside the lines. And they do that because we've written a book entitled Conquer the Brain Drain, 52 Creative Ways to Pump Up Productivity. In fact, we've written several books on creativity, and so they bring us in to get people to think differently because, you know, in school, most of us learn to think in a very logical manner. And we haven't learned to think way outside the box. And so corporations have these think tanks in order to get people like us to come in and get people to think differently. Now, there are times when the task you have may require more than just one type of thinking, or it may require more of one type than it does of the other. Now, successful people have learned how to use both sides of the brain, switching from intellectual to emotional and from emotional to intellectual as required. For example, problem solving initially requires right brain thinking, and then it requires left brain thinking for analysis and for putting a plan into action. Problem solving using only left brain thinking won't be effective if there are not enough ideas to work with right brain thinking. So you've got to have the right brain thinking in order to create the ideas, to do brainstorming, to get everything out there, to say, okay, here's all the ideas. And too many ideas, without the use of any logic, can't be evaluated and implemented. So we need to use our left brain thinking in order to be more logical and look at those ideas that we generated through the brainstorming technique in order to evaluate and then implement the ideas. And many of us don't maximize the use of both types of thinking as effectively as we could. So your preferred creativity style is like your eye color. It can't be changed. but we can learn to use both sides by developing the weaker of the two and using a whole brain approach. Let's look at the two types of thinking that we might want to get involved in. One is called innovative thinking. Now, innovative thinking is where do you think that is? Well, it's over in the right side of the brain, right? In the creative side of the brain. And what it is, innovative thinking, is introducing something entirely new that had not existed before. People with this style of thinking tend to challenge and to change the system they're in. As change agents, they focus on installing a new system rather than fixing an old one. They prefer doing research, creating new products, and preserving the business for the future. They don't like to work in a linear manner, but rather, they like to seek novelty. Therefore, they are proficient in inventing. The Wright brothers were innovators. They were the first to accomplish their invention, the airplane. Are you an innovative thinker? Now, also, there is that other type of thinking called adaptive thinking. And this kind of thinking brings a high immediate value to any business because results are seen very quickly. People with this style of adaptive thinking prefer to use creativity to perfect the system they're in. They will make any system better, faster, cheaper, and more efficient by modifying or altering what already exists. Therefore, they are proficient in building on the ideas that come from others or other inventions. For example, they will take the Wright brothers' invention of the airplane and create a jet plane. Which of these types of thinkers are you? Innovative thinking or adaptive thinking? As a leader, it is vital to remember that different people think differently, just as they communicate differently. And with this understanding, you will be better able to actually utilize the abilities, the unique and individual talents of those people around you. Often, the preferred mode of thinking of the people on your team may not match the demands of their jobs. And when the preferences of employees have been determined, you will be a far better leader if you are able to utilize their talents and abilities skillfully. The frustrations that prevail in managing people can be easily resolved by changing an employee's task and or position to fit his preferred mode of thinking. If you want to stimulate a culture of creativity, connect the right people with the right job. And this goes for at home too. If you want to have people do things that make the home life happier and easier and less conflicting for everybody involved, then think about what is it that people really seem to be good at? What do they do well? No sense in trying to get people to do things that they don't like to do and that they don't do well, except that sometimes things have to be done. And then we need to teach the people around us how to think differently in order to engage both sides of the brain and to make things happen. There's another perspective on thinking, as expressed by the author Jerome Brumer in his book On Knowing, Essays for the Left Hand, is that the right hand is associated with logic, reason, order, practicality, and analysis, and the left hand is associated with intuition, feelings, imagination, and sensitivity. Now, I didn't know that growing up. I'd never heard that. Because we are not aware that the left side of the brain controls the right hand and the right side of the brain controls the left hand. And so effective thinkers should be able to utilize both left-handed and right-handed thinking by using their hands. If you are right-handed, how often do you use your left hand? Or if you're left-handed, how often do you use your right hand? You see, to effectively use both sides of your brain, try using the switching approach. If you're left-handed, try switching to your right hand. If you're right-handed, switch to your left hand. If you use words to examine problems, switch to pictures. If you think visually, switch to words. If you are objective when it comes to solving problems, try using an approach that is more emotional. If thinking about a problem makes you very emotional, try to be more detached and see it as someone else's problem that does not affect you. See, it is important for us to try new things, to try new thinking. That was expressed in Jerome Bruner's book, On Knowing, Essays for the Left Hand. So if you're really interested in this subject, I'd highly recommend that you get that book and take a look at it, because it's powerful. It's powerful for us to know that we can switch our thinking by switching the way we do things. This is Choices, and this is Judy Moyo, your host, and today we are talking about using a whole brain approach to thinking, using whole brain thinking in order to make better choices. If you would like to know more about this subject or any of the subjects that we cover here on Choices, please go to www.choicesonlinemedia.com, and there you will find how to get to the archive of all of our radio programs, as well as our magazine, Choices Magazine, which comes out 4 times a year. It's a quarterly magazine, has some incredible writers that write for the magazine, fabulous articles. Every magazine is themed to a different theme: health, beauty, finances, spirituality, relationships, community involvement. Every magazine has a theme, and so they don't go out of style. You can go in there at any time during the year and look at any of the magazines, and you'll find some fabulous articles, interesting ideas, and things that will help to make better choices in your life. And if you would like to sign up for our free newsletter, you just go to my website. That's www.judimoreo.com. That's JUDIMOREO.com. And sign up for that free newsletter. And when you do that, you're going to get our free download of our audio, Realize Who You Are. You're going to really enjoy that. So stay with us, and listeners, just know that we always want to talk about what you want to hear about, and just let me know what kind of things you do want to hear about, and you can do that by emailing me, Judy at choicesonlinemedia.com. I couldn't get that out of my mouth. Let me do it again. You can email me at Judy@choicesonlinemedia.com. And if you will do that, I will get back to you right away, and we will schedule a show based around the types of things that you want to hear about. So thank you so much for listening to us today while we are talking about using a whole brain approach to thinking. You know, using both sides of your brain is essential in order to think more creatively. I talked a little bit about divergent and convergent thinking before. Using whole brain thinking would be like viewing problems with a wide-angle lens and then a telephoto lens. If you are more of a left brain thinker, you need not abandon your logical and rational thinking, but rather involve and avail yourself of the right hemisphere where you can look at the bigger picture. And if you're a right brain thinker, you can become more balanced by involving more of the left brain hemisphere, where you can focus right down on the subject or the idea or the problem that you need to be solving. See, whole brain thinking is when left brain logic converges with right brain perception. When it comes to decision making, left brain thinking is perhaps more prevalent. However, many a decision is made based on left brain thinking coupled with a right brain intuition. A decision that has already been made based on rationale and analysis can be influenced or even altered by one's insight, their sixth sense, or their gut feeling. So left plus right brain thinking equals whole brain thinking. You know, because we live in a hurry-up society, we often settle for the first right answer instead of exploring a variety of ways to handle the situation. And as a consequence, we look for a quick fix, which leads to a lack of alternatives. you can't afford not to invest the time needed to expand your thinking abilities, because we don't want to necessarily settle for the first right answer. There might be a better right answer. So some of the things you can do is you can start practicing by doing exercises that will help you to get both sides of your brain engaged. So let's say using right brain thinking, you want to generate as many ideas as possible. And one of the ways that you do that, the way you induce right brain thinking, is that you do exercises. Some of the exercises you can do in order to do that, one is you can close your eyes and listen to music. Or you can go out into nature and sit down in a quiet place and close your eyes and listen for sounds. That's an exercise you can use. You can doodle in circles and in patterns. You can daydream. You can solve riddles. Actually, art is one of the best ways to induce right brain thinking. Draw something. Paint something. Practice visualization. And start thinking about how to use pictures instead of words to solve a problem. These are all ways to induce right brain thinking. Once you have the right brain in gear and you are then doing your brainstorming and you're creating as many things as you possibly can, as many ideas as you possibly can, then you want to switch to your left brain thinking to evaluate ideas. And the way you get into left brain thinking is you do something linear or sequential. You might want to solve a math problem or do a connect the dots puzzle or plan your day or doodle in squares and oblongs and rectangles. Work crossword puzzles, play board games, count. These are all exercises that you can do in order to get into the left brain. So when you have a problem and you have to make a choice, use right brain thinking to generate as many ideas as possible, and then switch to left brain thinking to evaluate the ideas. This is a way of overcoming mental blocks that may prevent reaching your desired solution. Excessive left brain thinking can overload your conscious mind with linear mental data that blocks your creative flow. Emptying your mind of linear data by using any of the right brain exercises that I just talked to you about will help you to maintain a balance between your right and left brain thinking. Using mind workouts, that's what exercises are called. Well, it's what I call them anyway, mind workouts. You stimulate your thinking the same as you would if you warmed up before beginning any sports activity. So you're actually warming up your brain by doing these mind workouts. You're the coach. You are getting yourself to practice warm-up exercises so that you're ready to play the game and win. And you can do this with other people, too, people who work for you or family members. You know, have them try these exercises and then approach the problem and then try to do the problem solving. You'll be amazed because you're warming up the thinking processes so they will formulate new ideas and new solutions. This is very important. And it's very important for you to take the time to communicate to your family or to your team members the reasons for doing these warm-up exercises. The exercises will actually induce a particular type of thinking relative to a specific situation, problem, or issue. So prior to beginning the formal aspect of your problem solving or your planning session, spend 5 to 10 minutes involving your team members, your family members, whoever it is that you're trying to get them to help you make a choice or a decision about something or solve a problem. Spend 5 or 10 minutes with them in the particular type of mind workout that will tap into the thinking approach you will want to use. You would also be wise to involve your team in the planning of different activities to be used before you actually approach your problem solving. Because sometimes the team will have some really good ideas, or your family members will have some really good ideas about how to go about approaching a mind workout. See, mind workouts stimulate the imagination, and they allow for flexibility in thinking. Structured thinking can limit your ability to see things in different lights and limit your ability to make choices that will be effective. Mind workouts develop thinking, learning, and memory capabilities for focus and improvement. Now, consider this for just a minute. Here's a story for you. A bell captain at a major hotel was trying to locate the missing baggage of one of the guests. After a considerable length of time, and despite the fact that this bell captain was extremely knowledgeable and hardworking, he was at a loss as to the location of where this missing luggage might be. Had it not been for the guest's persistence in asking "what if" over and over until the bell captain eventually found the luggage, it might never have been found. So what if is an exercise that you can use. See, what if we look here? What if we did it this way? What if we did it differently? The bell captain was a knowledgeable and intelligent person, but had not practiced thinking skills on a regular basis. So when he had to solve his customer's problem, he was hindered by his inability to be creative. Now, I'm not saying that the bell captain was inept or he was stupid. Certainly not. His example simply demonstrates that unless we use our thinking abilities every day, it is harder to find solutions or be creative. Many of us are apt to stop with one solution. Remember what I said a while ago? You know, the first right answer might not always be the best right answer. So remember, thinking creatively is like any other skill. You learn by practicing. The more you practice, the better you get. The more you practice, the better you get. And the more your brain will start to think in more flexible terms. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. And today we're talking about whole brain thinking, taking the time to think, using your right brain and your left brain in order to create the most logical and the most creative choices that we have available to us. And you do that by cultivating your imagination. Make a habit of spending 3 to 5 minutes a day concentrating on a simple object or form. Look at all of its characteristics. What aspects make it different from any other similar object? What aspects does it have that allows it to be functional? Make a point of using a different object every day and ask yourself what if questions. What if it were a different color? What if it were a different shape? What if it were a different size? You may think that this is a useless activity, but you are allowing your subconscious mind to be able to concentrate in new and different ways. You are allowing your subconscious mind to make new and different choices. And so, the more often you practice this activity, the more creative your thought processes will become. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. We're here to help you stimulate your mind to think of new and different ways to do things and to be able to make choices that are best for you, for your family, for your team members. Thank you for joining us today, and please go over to JudyMario.com. You will find my book, Conquer the Brain Drain, there, along with many of the other books that my partners and I have written. We have an entire range of life choices anthologies that are available for you, as well as CDs and audio books, and my best-selling book, You Are More Than Enough. And I want you to remember that no matter what is going on in your life, and no matter what challenges you are facing, you really are more than enough.